Blog Talk Radio.
Well, folks, it's time to kick it old school. So you can feel cool. Give it to me, baby.
It's time to kick it old school. You hear what the author says. We're going to kick it old school. So how is the African family doing? And how are the children? I hope you're fair to Midland. And it's so good to be back here in a niche in the briar patch, just where I want to be. How's everyone? Yes, this is your Omi calling. Yes, and I'm here to serve you. I'm here to give you your advocacy service, whatever you like. Yes. So this evening I had prepared to bring on a series of sessions, and the judge has requested to come back into our chambers and wants to do a series of shows. However, she is not in the chambers today. We are setting up a whole series for her to come back and to address family law. That's right. She's been asking me, can she come on the show? As you know, I have been on YouTube and I have been on TalkShoe doing my thing. That's right. Out there doing classes and teaching. But I'm back here in my old familiar place where I have been for over 9 years. You know, we celebrated our 9th year this year. And we want to make it to that 12 year so we can break the record. So one of the things I'd like to tell you about is what we're going to be talking about in the chambers of the judge. We are going to have a series of things to discuss where you can call in and present your questions to the judge and ask the judge about pertinent information about family law issues, about custody, about co-parenting, requirements by the judge to complete your 6 credit hours. We're going to make it workable, so it'll be a work-in session rather than just coming in, listening to me talk. I got tired of listening to myself talk, and because I had so many other obligations, I could not give my full attention to spending time recruiting our excellent guests. And instead of breaking down a prior history of having excellent guests, I thought I would just make my disappearance until I could come back and present you with a host of guests so we can get up front, personal and comfortable with them. How about that? Yes, we are going to do better, and we know that we can bring you better guests to come in. Two areas that I'm looking at focusing in on is the judge chamber and street law. As you know, we had a connection with a number of lawyers who were still in training, and we are going to get a whole series on street law in addition to a day to speak to the judge. So you will have something that you can look forward to when we get those phone lines heated up. One of the things that was discouraging me was because you weren't picking up your phone lines. Now, we're going to have to do better as a team. Remember, this is a tribe in here. So if I can do better, you can do better. So I'm going to ask you to phone in and pick up those phone lines and call in and tell me how bad you would like Judge Kermit to come back here in a series where she can answer your family law questions. And also tell me if you're interested in learning more about street law, because a lot of people need to go back to school and do continuing ed. Now, I would be the one to say that because I'm offering continuing eds now. However, it's in another whole area of language, and we're dealing with medical language of learning the etymology of words. So we've been busy on that. But nevertheless, you know my interest lies in law, and I am very interested in family law, as we talked about relationships. Then all those people out there who got hooked up before I got off the air who are now divorced, they may come into our divorce clinic to get some help for their marriage. Now, we're going to also be talking about getting rehitched up and how couples can go through a divorce and get reconnected. And for several reasons, some of the couples have to stay together. Like Al Green said, let's stay together, because financially it's a bear out there when you have to go at it alone. And we're going to talk to you about the benefits of staying together, remarrying, the benefit of living together as significant others. We're going to talk about all that today, because we really need to get back on our path of marriage, and we're going to get it all laid out for Judge Kermit when she comes in for the series. Now, she hasn't given me the day yet that she is going to select. However, she has told me she wants to do a co-show with me and talking directly to the audience. Now, you're going to have to get on the horn, and you have to make some efforts to come in here and call. And make sure you lock that number in at 323-870-3136. Now, lock it in, little G, so you can call in. I've been gone for a while. Some things have changed, but Sophia's home. Sophia's back home. Things getting ready to change. How about it? Let's go for a station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. So hold tight. I've been gone too long. When I can't see my music here, I must have been gone too long. guys, welcome back. Just turn the music loud and continuous where you can't stop it. Well, once again, it's good to be back, and thank you so much for joining us today. You've got your Omi Inka Live here, coming all the way out of Blog Talk Radio Station. For those of you who don't know, I'm back. Baby, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Once again, I'd like to thank you and tell you that Judge Kermit has requested and made her request known. She would like to be my host here one day a week on our show to talk about family and relationship. She is a professor and she is a psychologist of law, and she actually works in the field of psychology for families. And her main interest is in hearing cases in the courtroom that pertain to couples who have gotten a divorce, and she works with them in the required coursework to complete their 6 credit hours. And the way I met Judge Kermit was because we were offering a class that actually would allow parents to take their 6 credit hours through my agency, and the judge came in and gave her endorsement for her segment. She team taught with me, and we were able to issue license for co-parent resolution. We're hoping to do that here in the state of Indiana as well. As most people know, my area of specialty is child development, and the science of child development is what I've been teaching on for curriculum specialty. And one of the things we like to do is open up that avenue from just the marriage and family counseling to the parenting aspect so that people can get an idea of what good parenting looks like and how do you co-parent together and separate. Because most people are getting a divorce these days. They have not learned how to parent alone. So that is a necessity that you must be taught. And Judge Kermit has a requirement where most divorcees in most of the 48 states that I know of, they're required to take a 6-credit-hour course in child development to learn how to parent all over again, parenting alone without the other significant other, so that they can make sure that they get on each other's schedule and make sure that everyone is informed on the days that the child has off for holidays, and the parent that comes to pick the child up has a schedule and does things in a respectable order. So we're going to be talking more about that. We're going to also be talking about those couples who would like to be remarried, who have gotten a divorce, but who would like to be remarried, and for those who decide to just shack together after they've gotten a divorce. We're going to be talking about some interesting things and how you can revisit the remarrying for the second time around. But our main focus is going to be on getting people to call in to express the problems that they have in our divorce clinic there. You know, we had that little divorce clinic, and people were calling in, talking a lot about looking at, instead of the heterosexual relationship, they were looking at polygamy, and we did a lot of discussion under polygamy. And I did talk to Judge Kermit about polygamy and how does she feel about polygamy for African-American families who need to build their community and who are getting married for the benefit of the fact that we are looking at a 7-to-1 ratio of black men being absent from the community. And therefore, there are those 7 women who are looking to share a man. And I discussed that with her and asked her how she felt about it and did she feel like that was something she could address and talk about. She's open to all of us, so we're going to have us a great time talking to Judge Kermit. She is one of the funniest women that I have ever met. And she is really on top of things. And she prides herself in being from the urban setting. So she claims she knows our story and has heard a lot about the African-American story and knows how to address the problem. But we will see. We shall see when she comes in to talk to us over the phone. Now, I want those phone lines to light up, and you can call in at 323-870-3136 and tell me, how do you feel about having one day a week where you can talk to the judge about your issues personally pertaining to your marriage issues, custody issue, visitation issues? There are so many issues surrounding a divorce that it will make another whole new world. And it really has for most lawyers and judges, because now they have an expanded profession and divorces will always be going on. So those judges and lawyers will always have a niche in their area of working with families. Now, Judge Judy Carman also works with psychology, working in the area of counseling and psychology. Sometimes these children, they suffer a lot of stress who go through the social service, the family service center, who may have been taken out of the home for abuse, and who may be in the system waiting to be placed in care home or waiting to be placed back into a family member's home. Now, that is another area we're going to be focusing in on, this over-assessed system of foster care children being in the system. And what do we do about that? Well, let me tell you, I haven't just been sitting on my head not thinking. I've been thinking, because there's an area where I come in at. My area is helping babies from the bench. I did a whole segment for you, brought in lawyers, talked to lawyers about helping babies from the bench. Now, because I was asked to do some things in this area of my specialty, child development and family life, and for maybe 3 or 4 years, I have been involved with Birth to Three. And Birth to Three has been working on projects around the state that focus on helping the baby from the bench. Now, let me slow down so I can give that to you again. We did go over this before, but you might have forgotten. And that helping the babies from the bench was working with the stakeholders in the community, such as your social worker, your caseworker, your lawyers, and working with your co-parent resolutionist, working with the whole team of the stakeholders, your teachers, your counselors, and getting them to commit to one day out of the month that they come together to take a look, a second in-depth look at cases of children that have been lingering in the foster care system. Children who have been in the system more than 2 months are definitely on the list. They're automatically on the list. The whole objective is, let me give that to you, is to quickly and efficiently place these children either in a foster care setting or either with significant relative or back home with mom. Anything after 2 months, the red lights go on, because that child is beginning to be damaged in the system. No matter how much help we think we're giving that child, if the child has been in the system more than 2 months, we have already damaged that child through a number of different things. And it could be failure to thrive. It could be depressions, clinical depression. And it could start a number of different problems where the child is not eating, the child needs to go through therapy for withdrawals, and or the child needs to go through therapy because they have now become a manic depressive. So in effort to prevent further damaging of that child, which that's the whole purpose of pulling them out of the abusive home, but not to put them in a place where we have set that child on the shelf in a state where they're not getting any care or help and they're further being damaged. So our job as a committee, as a team, as a communal team, is to come together, pull those files of those children who have been sitting in a mobile position where they have not moved for 2 months and they have not been placed, or they may have been placed in a temporary area just for the emergency and they have not been placed in a long-term care. All of these professionals will get together, look over the files, make their input and suggestions of what can be done to quickly move that child through the system so that we can get that child placed within a week after looking at the files. Now, this is called helping the babies from the bench, and these are the infants and toddlers who can't speak for themselves. We become their advocate, and we speak for them. Now, that is my program, and in most states, they have certain programs set up, like one in Mississippi, and I think there's one in Arkansas. And these particular significant others who are like the professional development coordinator, they actually go to the state, and the state actually funds them to carry this project out. So I've been fiddling around with it and went to the state before to ask if they can help, if they can get involved in this mission, because it's truly a good mission and it's workable. However, they claim, well, when I went about 2 years ago, they claimed they were broke and there was no money. Now, in the meantime, I volunteered my time without the income to work on this project, at least to start gathering unto their own, all the professionals. So this will be more than having a judge come in to talk to you about your particular problems. Hopefully we can bounce this off the judge and let the judge also be able to look at the file if her schedule permits. Her main commitment is talking to you guys. You are the audience, and she wants to speak to you. Now, why aren't those phone lines lighting up? You should be calling in because I need to get your input. How do you feel about Judge Judy Kerman, who has been here with us before and who was very, very impressed with the type of audience? She's been too busy to have her own show, but she has agreed to be a partner on the show with me. But we have to make this happen by having a consensus of people calling in to let me know that this is something you want to talk about, you want to table it, have further discussion, but call in at 323-870-3136 because we're getting ready to do some fantastic things here. So call in, please. and thank you so much. And I want to wish all of those teachers out there a happy Professional Development Day. This is a Professional Development Month, and I wanted to make sure that I was able to get in there and wish all of you teachers a happy Professional Day and a happy Professional Month. Now, what does a professional development specialist do, and what does the teachers have to do to get those professional development days? Let's talk about it, ladies. As you know, there are 80% female teachers in the profession, and you know we look forward to those professional development days. Those are the days that we can use to do our continuing education courses, and sometimes we provide some exciting activities for you. What I wanted to point your attention to is I built the website in honor of Professional Development Month for all the African American teachers who are working on projects and who are trying to keep their license renewed and who were looking for professional development, continuing education courses. If you go online, you can go online to www.montu enterprises.biz. When you go on to that website, I don't know if they're going to let you on just yet. We're just finishing the website, but there is a wealth of information to a call to action. There are areas for recorded tape, recorded messages, and sessions that we've done in the past from our prior 9 years of Blog Talk, specifically those areas that are catering to the teacher. And we have Tanya Dillon, who is also speaking on behalf of the teachers who is carrying the cases to court in Los Angeles. You can hear her case that's being read right on the line. There's a number of areas for sabbatical that we're going to be offering, whether it be trips or interactions for teachers to take their sabbatical, who want to take those spa trips or who would like to go off and read an article from a magazine or would like to take a trip to go somewhere for entertainment. But the whole site is set up for a call to action for teachers who are looking at their professional development. And each one of us have to have them after 5 years. We have to renew our license, get those credit hours in, 6 credit hours or more, to renew those license. Now, some of the courses that we're going to be offering from our old recordings, we're going to make them into short segment of continuing education. So when you read the information, answer the questions, you can get credit for them, and these are clock hours, which I know you need. Now, teachers, if you are out there and you know you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can call in at 323-870-3136, and you can also ask about the ULR so you can go online and start taking a look around the call to action. I've already did several call to actions talking about the science of early childhood development, talking about curriculum, talking about English as a second language, and looking at the laws that pertain to English as a second language. These are all call to actions for teachers. A lot of teachers are feeling pretty low now. They want to get out of the profession. They no longer want to be a part of the profession because the public school department has vanished. Right before our eyes, we have choice programs now, and we have other private schools, but they're not the private schools anymore, and a lot of teachers have left the profession. And boy, are they scrounging around trying to find some benefits to offer those brand new young teachers who are coming in the profession. Now, teachers, if you're out, you're out. There's nothing I can do about that to encourage you. You might be at that age for retirement, full retirement, or early retirement. But let's help those young teachers who want to come in the profession come in and have a networking environment where we can still network with them, come in as keynote speakers, come in and offer our assistance, and advocate for being a good advocate to keep those young teachers in the profession. Because without them, we don't have a chance in this lifetime, because we are seeing public schools evaporate immediately. And one of the things that Dr. Kerman was really concerned about was making sure that there was training materials out there. And by her being very conscientious about training materials, she has created some training material for the co-parent resolution. Now, I very, very much applaud that, because I think every parent should be required to take a training in learning how to parent, because it is not evidence that every parent is a parent just because they biologically produce a child. So we want to change some things in the black urban setting where parents at least have a fighting chance to be first to become a parent, because we know the first teacher is the parent. And we got to really work on that particular cliche and making sure that every parent is not frustrated with her parenting skills to the point of physically harming her child. We got to first stamp out this abuse and see what we can do to stop the abuse from the parent who's frustrated and give her a way out. And that's why we're offering these medical records classes in the area of medical terminology, to give mother a way of escape, something she can do for herself, where she can do some remote work from home, have a little income coming in, get off welfare, and help herself and pull herself up by the bootstrap. We've got to create something to clean up these abusive relationships. And if you don't know how to let out your frustration, you tend to let it out on a child who is innocent and can't fight back. So we are stamping out and calling to action against child abuse in the home. The parent may have not been trained, and I'm not letting her get in a way of escape, but I'm saying we're going to do our best to get these parent co-parenting classes out there so these women won't end up in the courtroom losing their children and their children being pulled away from them and sent off to some foster care home. We are certainly going to address the issue of mothers who are on welfare. I have a heart for those mothers on welfare. I took over 100 women off welfare and put them to work by virtue of using my early childhood program and training them, putting them into internships, making them the women that I knew that they could be so that they can rear their children without physically abusing them. So this has got to be going on in every state, because we have too much welfare fraud and welfare queens who become frustrated because they don't have enough money to live, and then they begin to take it out on their children. We can do something better, teachers. We can use our skills to help these mothers to become parents, not just birthing chambers, but become real parents, learn to love their child, learn to interact with their child. And I'm asking each and every one of you teachers to a call to action. Come to our website. Look at what we have to offer. And we're pushing programs for single parents. And we're pushing those parents to become teachers. There's a way they can enroll into CDA classes to become a CDA provider who provides family child care in the home or after school, school age, or preschool child development. But we want to give them their first job of becoming a mother. I think that every mother should have the option of being able to care for somebody else's child or her own, and therefore we can stamp out unemployment. We can create the home as a cottage home for the parent to remotely work from home to earn a living by the sweat of her brows while taking care of her children and encamping them in their loving care. And first we must teach each and every one of these parents that we know they need a way of escape, and they sometimes that's their way of screaming out is when they become abusive, and we've got to give alternatives to those parents so that they know that they don't have to lose their child to the welfare system and social service, they can care for their own child. I'm asking each and every one of you teachers for Professional Development Week, please vow to mentor a young mother who has children, who is a single head of the household, to help her to get it together. We can't rise any higher as a nation until our women rise higher than what they are. And we cannot allow them to continue to stay on the welfare roll. We must find a way to get them off the welfare. I spoke directly to the welfare in Milwaukee and asked them, can I help by taking off some of your women off the welfare roll? They said yes. They handed me over 100 women. And in 9 months' time, I had them well on their way, enrolled in continuing education courses in child development, preparing their homes to be able to have family child care, to care for 4 more children in their home, giving them a way to become entrepreneur, working for themselves. And this is something we did all the way in Germany in helping the parents to set up family child cares in their home while their husbands went off to fight in the war. They continue to take care of all the children in the concern, and they were able to make money and provide for their households. Now, say I'm not right, and I can show you all the way in Germany, this was successful, and it can be here in the 50 states. Now, I'm counting on you teachers. You have something that's called a debt to pay back to society. We may have gotten these degrees, but we have got to share them with those who are less fortunate, and we've got to show those women that they're parents first and that they just didn't produce a biological child, but we can show them how to become a parent. Through early intervention, we can stamp out child abuse. We can prevent those courtrooms from being overflooded with foster care children. And I have a heart for that. I have a serious heart for that because throughout my life, I watched the foster care doors swing open for other people. And I had a chance of barely escaping it. And thank God that I didn't have to go that route. But I have a heart for those children and those parents because I know situations and things happen. But we can help you. We can help you, parents. If you need some help, make sure you jot this number down to call in. We're going to be on these airwaves one day a week so you can call in and ask for assistance, ask for relief, because relief is available to you. Our number is 323-870-3136. We are an advocacy self-help organization. As you know, we worked very dearly with helping to assist those married couples, but that marriage clinic has also have to stem over into parenting skills as well as co-parenting so that you can get the skills you need. There's no way that every one of our black communities are suffering from having over an abundance of children going into the social service agency. And it has to be from a lack of income, and our people perish from a lack of knowledge. And therefore, every one of you radio stations, if you have it within your means, reach out to these mothers who are single head of the household and assist and aid them. Offer them advice, if nothing else, because we are watching our African-American family perish from a lack of knowledge, and it doesn't make any sense. Now, as I said, co-parenting is real, and when you go and get a divorce in court, they are now mandating in at least 48 of the states, I know, that you must take 6 credit hours to meet the court's requirement in learning how to co-parent and parent your child. We just don't want to have couples who know how to parent. We want those single heads of household to go through these classes. And in speaking with Judge Judy Kerman, she offers the actual independent online programs where you can take those independently with the help of a co-parent resolutionist that can aid you and assist you. This may be your first step towards getting your high school diploma because you can go on for the CDA and become literate and not only get your high school diploma, but go on and do the TEACH program in the state of Indiana. The funds are there to pay for teachers to go back to school. And that's what I'm on, is a drive to get every one of those young people, men and women alike, who would like to become early childhood teachers. I can help you. This is what I do for a living. If you need the help to get started for early childhood development, there's a path. And there's a non-direct path where your life experiences can be credited towards your degree. If you have over 460 contact hours of working in Boys and Girls Club, working with child development, you can be given credit for that life experience and on your way to 120 clock hours to obtain a certificate that is equivalent to a two-year degree in early childhood development. Now, that's the science of early childhood development, and that's a stone-cold fact. So, if you don't believe it, go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and see the women who have pulled themselves up by the bootstrap, who have set up in their homes family child cares and began to set up entrepreneurism and to do for self. So let's do for self today. And let's find a way to get our children back home again and out of the social services, because that is not where they should be. And mothers, before you give a child away or leave a child outside, call someone and ask them to take that child until you can figure out just what it is you're doing. And we want to be of assistance to our community. We want to be more than just radio stations, but we want to be radio stations that really give and give until it hurts, and give our time, and give our assistance. So let's get on the ball, because Sophia's home. Sophia's home. Oh, Dabble, Baba Booey to you, y'all.